This show is supported by State Farm. You have insurance for your home, your health, and your car. Why don't you have insurance for your small business? So many small business owners think they don't need or don't even know about small business insurance. Protecting a source of revenue is one thing, but so is protecting all of your hard work and your team members. State Farm agents are all small business owners too, so they know how to help small business owners choose personalized policies that fit their budgets. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Hello, everyone. This is your host, John Hagedorn. There's a place in everybody's mind where you can go to take a break from the worries of everyday life and work. It's not always easy to find that place. Most of us don't have a name for it, but it's there. You might be driving coast to coast solo, or staying up late at night hoping for sleep, and all you want to do is to find a place where you can tune in something interesting and tune out all the clutter that's going on in your mind. Getting into a good story is a good way to find that place. I'm a curator of all types of stories, many of which I narrate for my 1001 Stories Network shows. I'm also a connoisseur of vintage radio shows, mostly from the 50s, before television took hold and took imagination and great script writing out of the picture. I've created a place you can go to anytime you need a great story, and it's called 1001 Stories from Roy's Diner, or simply, Roy's Diner. It's just up ahead on the right. On the menu tonight at Roy's Diner, the very best of 50s vintage suspense, thriller, and sci-fi radio episodes. We're inviting you to stop in for a story or two. The coffee here is free. And now, our story.
Bold Venture. Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance, starring Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall. Together in the sultry setting of tropical Havana and the mysterious islands of the Caribbean, Bold Venture. Once again, the magic names of Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall bring you Bold Venture and a tale of mystery and intrigue.
Hey, watch it, Zella. That's the second time in three blocks the car's almost run you down. What's the matter with you?
Shannon's place. The Hotel Nifty, rooms 350.
What?
No, I don't like it.
You don't like what?
Slogan for a new stationery. The Hotel Nifty, rooms 350.
Well, what's the matter with it? It tells the story. It says that Shannon's place is a classy hotel and the rates are reasonable.
Yeah, I know, but I...
But what?
Now listen to this slogan. Shannon's place. Rest in Havana in your private cabana.
Who's got cabanas?
It makes it a problem, doesn't it?
It's too late anyhow. Sanchez has already printed the stationery.
My name's on the letterhead, isn't it?
Right under running hot and cold water.
That's nice.
Hey, look. Sanchez's shop is dark.
Well, he just called you 15 minutes ago, didn't he?
Yeah, he said come right over. The stationery was ready. Come on, sailor. Sanchez. Sanchez, it's Slate Shannon.
Try the door, Slate.
It's open. Sanchez. Sanchez. Hey, something's wrong, sailor. Strike a match.
Something really is wrong. Look at the place.
Yeah, torn apart like...
Slate, there's someone here.
I'd never have known. I got him, sailor.
Hold him. I'll hit him. Slate, where are you going? Oh, Slate.
Say, what did you hit me with, sailor?
I don't know. I picked something up. Feels like a monkey wrench. I'm sorry. I guess my aim was bad. Hey, what's all this about?
Who knows? Maybe somebody else doesn't like our slogan.
We'll stop here first, Harry, at my place.
That'll be nice.
Only to heal the bruises the man gave you in the printing shop. Then you're going home. Here's my key. Open the door.
After you, my dear.
You've got a cut under your eye. There's collodion in the bathroom. I'll get it.
I reckon Sanchez's joint exhausted me. Collodion just won't help the tired feeling I got.
What'd you do with Sanchez?
Beat him up, whispered a word of advice in his ear, threw him in a private gutter where I can find him again.
That'll make him understand
us? Sure it will, baby. It's the only way to talk to these people. Sanchez just didn't know what we've got going for us. Fake American passports. A man in my position could get fat selling things like that. There's such a hunger for him.
But we need Sanchez. Will he keep engraving them for us after what you've done to him?
Now that he's figured out what he was doing, he'll put his heart and soul into it because I asked him. Poor little man. He should never have tried to use his brain. Never said he was going to report us to the authorities.
And to the consulate. Have they ever questioned you about the things you do on the salary they pay you?
I told him I was tutoring a Cuban lady in English. The boys at the consulate understand things like that.
What about those people who walked in on you?
Shannon, the Havana character?
Yeah, it worries me.
Leave him to me, Ginny. Leave everything to me. Have I ever failed our great love? Have I?
Mr. Shannon, he go to printing shop for stationery with name on top. He go inside, then hit toboggan when monkey wrench connect with noggin. Miss Sailor, she wish that she was dead for making lump on boyfriend's head. But lump is happy, it doing fine with cold compresses and iodine. Mr. Shannon...
That's enough, King. Hold still, Slate.
Ouch! Hey, that hurts.
And then cry on my shoulder. See? I know all the cures.
I appreciate it. It's not every day a man gets the opportunity to get banged with a monkey wrench. I've looked up the records.
There, there. That looks better. You can hardly notice, can you, King? The bump doesn't show a bit.
From this angle, Mr. Slate looks like a man wearing small top hat.
Stand over here where I am. He looks like a man wearing two small top hats. I'll get it.
I wish to see Mr. Shannon, please.
Who are you?
Oh, that is him in the chair. Please step aside.
Hey, you can't barge in here.
Mr. Shannon?
Yeah, what do you want, Buster?
I am Juan Sanchez. I have heard that you were at my brother's place of business, the business being that of printing. It is so, see?
It is so, see? That's the way you want it.
Having not found my brother Carlos, you called Senora Sanchez, the wife of my brother, informed her so that my brother was not at his shop, that the shop was ruined, that you were thrown here and there and hit heavily. See?
That's a fair version of it. What's on your mind?
On my mind is this. I know where is my brother. I will take care of the affairs of the family of Sanchez. And as I have heard a tourist say, you will keep your fat head out of my business. I will say goodbye to you. Goodbye.
Close your mouth, Slate.
Keep my fat head out of his business.
That's what he said, Mr. Shannon.
I don't care whose brother he is.
I know. You're going to find out what happened to Sanchez.
I like Sanchez. I've done business with him for years. He's in trouble. He needs help.
Rubs off on you, doesn't it? People's troubles.
No! No, no, no! No, please!
Hey, what goes on?
Please, no!
Come on. There he is on the patio. Well, he's not going to take care of his brother's problems anymore. Juan is dead.
Like I said, it rubs off on you, doesn't it?
Yeah. Starts in the printing shop and it continues on my patio. Call the cops, sailor. I'm going to find out what makes that shop print obituaries.
The rotary press goes in that corner, boys. Be careful with it. This is very delicate equipment, very expensive. When you're through with that, boys, I want you to... Are you one of the workmen? Will you please...
Oh, I'm not a workman, but I could do some work for you.
Well, that could please me.
I'll make a note of that, Miss... What name do I put down?
Jenny Sloan.
I'm Slate Shannon.
I've heard of Slate Shannon. This is a red-letter day for me. I sell a big order, and I meet Slate Shannon.
A girl like you sells printing equipment? There must be people who want to take you away from all this.
There are. They do. But maybe you can make a better offer?
Yeah. But first, I've got to find Sanchez.
Why must that come first?
His brother was shot down, killed in my hotel. I figure things like that has a priority.
It does, doesn't it? And you'd rather tell Sanchez his brother was killed than... You don't know it's late, but you just made me an offer. I like it.
We could tell him together. Where is he?
He called my office from his home, ordered all this, asked me to install it for him. Because he was too sick to manage for himself.
From his home, huh?
Mm-hmm. So you'll understand I'm needed here. I couldn't go with you.
The things I understand, Ginny. Just you wait. Is there a phone here?
There on the wall. Need change?
Thanks, I've got it. Hello, King. Put Sailor on. Yeah, well, tell her she can wash out my socks later. Put her on the phone. You good with socks, Jenny? Sailor has a... Oh, Sailor? Meet me down the corner from Sanchez's house. Yeah, right away. Yeah, well, I'll tell you why later. Uh-huh. Oh, and Sailor... Don't forget to put my argyles on the stretcher. Yeah, I know. I haven't got any argyles, but I can dream, can't I?
Sailor, hmm? That'd be Miss Duval. Chalk up another red letter for me.
Tell me something, Jenny.
If I don't have to shout.
I'll lean close. Better? Better. How come Sanchez, a poor man, a sick man, can afford to buy all this equipment from you? What does he need it for?
You'll ask him when you see him, Slate. Then come and tell me. 16 Avenida del Presidente. I want to know, too.
I'll do that, Jenny. Real soon.
I still don't understand what you're trying to do, Slate.
I'm looking for some new answers.
Well, tell me the new questions, huh?
Why is that printing shop wrecked, then put together again with expensive equipment? Where does a beautiful American girl named Jenny Sloan come into all this?
A beautiful American girl, huh? Where did you find her?
Next to a linotype machine.
You've got red printer's ink on your lapel.
Yeah, you better watch those linotype machines. Oh, here's Sanchez's house.
Here, let me knock.
What's the matter? Don't I know how to beat on the door?
No one's answered, have they?
You looking for Senor Carlos Sanchez?
See what happens when I knock, Slate? Taxi cabs appear.
Yeah, we're looking for him, Chico.
I give him to you. He's in the cab.
Hey, come back here.
I give you the cab, too.
Now let's go look, sailor. Sanchez.
Oh.
Yeah. Beaten, bloody. You want to go knocking on any more doors, sailor?
Bold Venture. Our stars, Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall, and the second act of our story.
Look, Sanchez, try to understand. You stay here with us until you get well. Understand, Sanchez?
Si, Señorita Duval. Comprendo. You have been kind.
Who did this to you? Beat you like this? Hurt you? Tell us, Sanchez.
Do not ask me, Señorita. I will not answer.
You're beaten like a stray dog. Your shop is wrecked. Your brother is murdered. What does it get you keeping your mouth shut? Another beating? Because you like living this way?
Please, Señor Shannon. The beating was to me. Do not take it unto yourself. It belongs to me.
The cops tell me they found an illegal passport in your brother's things. A fake United States passport. Is that what you're mixed up in? All that fancy printing equipment. Did you order it?
No. Of course I order it. How else does one attain such things? He buys it from a merchant.
You bought yourself a whole lot, didn't you, Sanchez? The payment was good, too. Look at you.
Leave him alone, Slate.
Senor Slate, there's a man at the desk who wishes to talk with you.
Be right there, King. Sing to Sanchez, sailor. Kiss his cheek. Do something, anything that'll take the hurt away.
I'll try, Slate.
At the desk, huh, King?
Yes, sir, Mr. Slate. It's Mr. Harry Turner.
King says you wanted to talk to me, Mr. Turner. It's on your mind.
Carlos Sanchez. I've come to take him home.
You a relative?
Only a friend. Sanchez does printing for us at the United States Consulate. I've grown very fond of him. This morning we heard he'd been in an accident. I'd like to take him to his home. Do what I can for him.
How'd you know he was here?
Some people saw you take him out of a cab, bring him here. Word got around and got to the consulate. We got up a little collection, and I was appointed to pick him up.
All right. He's badly hurt. Take it easy with him. Sanchez, you want to see this man?
Señor Turner.
Hello, Carlos. I'm sorry about what happened. I've come to take you home.
You want to go home with him, Sanchez?
Of course he does.
I ask Sanchez.
Sí, I do. I'm very happy to go home with him. Happy, sí.
Okay. Give Turner a hand, sailor. I'm going out.
Where? All right, don't answer me. Surprise me when we get there.
No, you're not going, sailor. You'd clutter it up. This one belongs to me.
Yes? Oh, hello, Slate.
Am I disturbing you?
Yes, you do. Come on in.
Place looks a mess. I undressed on the way to bed last night. Wait till I pick up these things. Sit down right here.
Thanks.
You said you'd come to see me. You couldn't wait, could you?
I've been thinking about you, Jenny.
Don't do it that way, Slate. Too many men start off like that, not Slate Shannon.
I knew a girl like you once in Hong Kong. She wore bells on her ankles, and when I said goodbye to her, she tried to stick a knife into me.
The scar on your cheek?
Uh-huh.
There. So I can share it with that girl with bells on her ankles.
That's funny. She did the same thing after she cut me.
It's going to be good, Slade.
I found Carla Sanchez.
Later, Slade.
He was almost beaten to death. Do you know why?
Slate.
Tell me why, Jenny.
Now, at this time, it means that much to you.
I'm going to tell you why.
I don't like you so much, Slate.
Last night, you were in his shop. You were delivering a whole lot of merchandise, expensive stuff.
I told you I...
Yeah, that you worked for a printing supply house. But Sanchez never called you. He didn't order that stuff.
I
know, you delivered it to the wrong place.
Listen to me, Slate.
It's got something to do with passports. Sanchez is an engraver, a good one. He could have made plates for a counterfeit. Printed passports for illegal immigration to the States.
He could make a lot of money out of that.
A lot of people could. You and...
You.
I don't see how.
A lot of people come to Shannon's place. The word could have it that your hotel's a fine place for people who want to go to America.
Who do you work for, Jenny?
Wait a minute.
This is a small gun, Slate. I can make up a fine excuse to the police why I had to kill you.
Who do you work for?
I'd weep over your body till the police came.
Jenny. Jenny, put the gun down.
All right, Slade, if you say so. No more questions, Slade.
No more questions. King, stop playing that thing and listen to me.
Do what he says, King. A man with lipstick smeared all over his ugly puss. You gotta do what the man says.
What?
Been cuddling up with a linotype machine again, Slate? I see she got some new ink. The color's different this time.
Yeah, it's tasty, too. Had Mr. Turner take Sanchez home?
Carried him like he was a baby. Imagine a man doing desk work having muscles like that.
Oh, you know that because he told you?
Because I asked him. He swore it was desk work. I didn't believe him at first, but he finally convinced me. Nice fellow, that Mr. Turner. I bet he doesn't care if a linotype lives or dies.
King, here's $200. Go buy yourself a fake American passport.
I don't wish to go no place, Mr. Slate. Besides, I got a passport.
Humor the fellow, King, because the fellow wants to play cops and robbers.
You know, Havana, King, find the right alley, wave $200 under the right nose, buy the passport, and come back here and tell me who you bought it from.
King might get hurt, Slate. Look what happened to Sanchez.
Don't worry, Lady Sailor. King Moses take care of himself. It's like Mr. Slate say, I know Havana. Havana knows me. She will do me no hurt.
What do you want here?
Please, mister. They tell me come to you. And Barrio, they say for what I want, go ask Mr. Harry Turner. You are Mr. Harry Turner?
Where in the Barrio?
At the place of the Palace of Jollies. They say many times their people come to you for same thing I need. I have done bad thing in Havana, mister. I must go away. Two states will be nice.
You're all alike. You do a bad thing, you must go away. Get in here.
A pleasure, mister.
Tell you what it costs?
They say you will tell me this thing, mister.
What's it worth to a man who has to go away?
I have only $200 American, mister. Is enough? Is all I got. Please, mister, they catch me. Prison.
Give it to me. 200. You get away cheap.
The passport?
You know Sanchez's printing shop? You'll find it. Be there at 9 o'clock tonight.
The passport?
I'll check with my mood. Knock it out.
Told you to be there at 9 tonight, huh, King?
Yes, Mr. Slate.
Well, you did good. What do you think of your desk job now, sailor?
Well, he beats people, kills people, makes passports on the side, money on the side. I'll have to know him better before I can give you an opinion.
Hey, what in the name of... What are you doing with knitting needles?
You said you wanted some Argyles, didn't you?
You think you can finish them by 9, sailor? I want to look spiffy for Mr. Harry Turner. I told you to go home, sailor. What are you following me for?
Don't you know I always follow you, wherever you go? This time I just happen to be with you.
Now look, there's liable to be trouble.
Well, if anything happens to you, I want to be there to get my Argyles back.
All right, sailor, just keep your mouth shut, that's all.
If you like it that way.
Just the way it was before. Lights in this shop are out. The door is open. Anybody here? Hey!
The back room.
Hey, let's go. Oh, hello, people. How's business?
You didn't think you were fooling anybody, Shannon, sending that guy around for a passport.
You told me you weren't going to ask any more questions, Slate. I'm disappointed.
Is this the one, Slate? I'm disappointed, too.
I told you, sailor. Keep out of it.
Ginny tells me she made you a proposition, Shannon.
I've been thinking about it. What's the take?
You'll be paid. All you have to do is let us use your hotel for distribution.
Yeah, but not for murder, huh? You give my place a bad name.
You mean Sanchez's brother? Juan felt his family ties too strongly. He found out Sanchez had counterfeited those plates. He tried to tell his brother of the error of his ways.
What did he do, threaten you?
Oh, forget about him. He's dead, isn't he?
But you didn't kill Sanchez because you needed him to print the passports. You just beat him up from time to time.
It's easy. You beat him up, it hurts him. Give him new equipment, it makes him feel better. All right, Shannon, let's stop rubbing noses. You interested or not?
I'm interested. As long as I know you're going to hold on to that job at the consulate.
Job at the consulate? He sweeps floors there. When he goes out, he puts a carnation in his lapel, and Havana thinks he's big.
Well, Shannon,
I haven't made up my mind.
I know what's bothering you. That girl. Her.
She means you, sailor.
Do what you have to do, and let's get out of here.
That's not that easy. See, you pose a problem. Jenny and I understand each other. She said it would be good between us.
Better than that, Slate.
You see? You're going to be in the way, sailor.
Oh, I am, huh?
You know how it is. Jenny and I met. Something happened. Man finds a new direction when a woman like Jenny happens.
That's for all the good times we've had. And that's one for the road.
Well, you settle it for me, sailor. Harry, I'm in.
Great. We'll think about you later, Mr. Vall. Sit down.
I said sit down.
Welcome, Slate. Now we go to work, huh?
I was wondering how you'd phrase it.
Harry?
What?
Goodbye, Harry.
Jenny, you...
Hello, Slate Shannon.
Oh, like the girl I knew once in Hong Kong.
Oh, she left a scar. There won't be any of those with me.
Show me. Show me, Jenny.
All right.
Put the gun down. Go ahead, put it down. I don't like my love mixed up with 45.
Slate.
Put it down. Drop it.
Oh, you two are going to make a happy couple.
Help me, Jenny. I'll pick up that gun, sailor.
I've got it. Who do I kill first?
Slate, you cheap rotten.
When you run out of names, I've got a few more for you. Slate, you can let go of her now.
It had to be done my way. I can handle a gun now, sailor. You call the police. Sailor.
Go away, you bother me.
I brought you something.
You can take your dime store jewelry, and you know who you can pin it on.
Well, why don't you just turn around and look? See? I brought you a monkey wrench.
Just what I've always wanted.
You know, I had an idea if you clobbered me over the head, it'd make you feel better. It's thoughtful, huh?
Give it to me.
Here. Well, go ahead. Clobber me. What's the matter with you?
What happened when you went to Jenny Sloan's apartment?
Well, she had a gun in her hand, like you're holding that monkey wrench. I'll show you. Come here.
Slate.
Yeah, that's what happened, sailor.
And so our two stars, Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall, have brought to a close our latest Bold Venture story. Special music was composed and conducted by David Rose. May we invite you to listen again next week at this time for another exciting adventure starring Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall together in Bold Venture.
This show is supported by State Farm. Insurance is a part of any solid financial plan. Making sure you have the important things in life covered is one of the best ways to give yourself a little breathing room when things go awry. It's important to protect not only your business, but yourself as a business owner and all current and future team members. State Farm agents know what it takes to run and protect a small business because State Farm agents are all small business owners and they live and work in your community. So they're deeply attuned to what's happening with other small businesses in your market. If you have a small business and are interested in making sure you're protected, reach out to your local State Farm agent to learn more about what you need. They'll help you find the right policy at the right price for your business. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
In 10 days, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Bold Venture. Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance, starring Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall. Together in the sultry setting of tropical Havana and the mysterious islands of the Caribbean, Bold Venture. Once again, the magic names of Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall bring you Bold Venture and a tale of mystery and intrigue.
You sound happy, Mr. Calvert.
Oh, I am. Russ Calvert's got a feeling about this evening.
Yeah, that happens to people in Havana almost every night.
Doesn't it, though, Mr. Shannon? You know, when it came over me, right after I took my shower while I was getting into my white linen, I said to myself, Russ, out there, right out there through that window, it's waiting for you. That's what I said to Russ.
You two must be very happy together.
Why not? I like you, Miss Duval. I like Mr. Shannon. I like your hotel. And tonight I've got this feeling that Havana's going to like me.
You hear that, sailor? We're liked.
It makes me glow from the top of my head to my tippy-toe.
Yeah, I can do that to people. Why, I can make
pardon,
people...
but I look for a young lady by the name of Gail Duval.
You need a pardon to do that?
I was merely being polite. The young man here was talking, but the urgency of the occasion demanded...
I'm Gail Duval, and you've just marked me urgent. So what can I do for you, Mr...
Mr. Clokey, Ralph Clokey. And it's not what you can do for me, it's what I'm going to do for you, on behalf of my client, Mr. Cheever.
Sailor, it's all for Mr. Cheever. For who?
Mr. Cheever, who owns the grandest hotel in Guantanamo. Mr. Cheever, who is expanding operations to Havana. Here, in my briefcase.
Slate, that's money. It's staring at me. Real live money.
Scads of it. This little packet, 5,000. And another, 10. And another, 15. It keeps going till we reach 25,000. That's the price for your hotel and the boat.
What?
Certainly. Mr. Cheever told me the whole story. Not that I wish to embarrass the young lady.
Oh, go ahead, embarrass me. What did this rake Cheever say about me?
He said you and Mr. Shannon were in a jam. You had to get out of Cuba lickety-split. That's why Mr. Cheever sent me here to Havana to look over the property. I have looked, Miss Duval. I agree it's a bargain.
So help me, I don't know what this is all about.
Look, Buster... take your money and go back to Mr. Cheever and tell him no sale. You heard me.
Don't you dare. No, don't you dare touch me. I'm going to give you time to reconsider, even if you don't deserve it. I'll be at my rooming house, the Reina Verde, on Vincente Street, turning us down after you came down to Guantanamo and arranged it all.
Loki?
I'm going. People's values are all shot. That's what they are. You can't count on anything anymore. You just can't.
Don't look at me like that, Slate. I tell you, he's crazy. You enjoying yourself, Mr. Carroll?
Oh, this is what I love about Havana. It's so full of fun, so full of characters.
Get into my office, sailor. We got things to talk about.
Well, good night, fellas.
Russ. Russ, over here in the car.
Where'd he go?
In that cab just ahead.
Hurry. For $25,000, we can keep him company. Can't we, Jeannie? For as long as he lives.
Such a little man. His life's all used up. You know, it sends shivers through me. Put your arms around me, Russ. His cab pulled over, Russ.
Uh-huh. We too. Hey, look where he's going, Jean.
Huh. How about that? All that money and he picks a flea bag.
Come on, let's go. How do you feel?
Huh?
Are you scared?
Oh, you mean using the name Gail Duval in Guantanamo?
That, selling the hotel and the boat to that hotel guy, Chiva.
Not much. I had the identification. You know, a girl can get a driver's license when she gives a big red smile to the man who issues them.
Two talents, yours and mine. Come on, let's visit the flea bag.
Mm-hmm.
Un momento, por favor. Si?
A man live here named Mr. Clokey.
Oh, Senor Clokey. Ah, si, it's room number 3, right down the corridor.
Yeah, thanks. Here.
Oh, Senor, $5. Oh, you are too kind. For what purpose?
Being a nice landlady. We'll show you some more of those dollars later.
Oh, I will like that. For whatever purpose. I know how to cooperate. Eh? You will see.
Mr. Clokey. Hello, Mr. Clokey.
Who are you?
Inside. I said in.
I asked you a pertinent
question. Yeah, you did. And I said in. That's better. Close the door, Jean.
Uh-huh. Well, he seems like a nice little man, Russ.
It's too bad about the nice little man.
You people are maniacs. Put away that knife. Put it away. Don't come near me. Don't come near...
Little men die gently, don't they?
Get his briefcase, Jean.
Mm-hmm. Now let's go talk to the landlady. She likes money. She knows how to cooperate. Let's see if she can memorize a story.
You're a man of the world, King. Explain some things to me.
You mean Lady Sailor, Mr. Slade?
Yeah. What's the matter with her? She knows she doesn't own any part of this hotel.
Of course she knows.
Well, then what's all this about?
Why you give yourself pain, Mr. Slade? You know Lady Sailor never do anything to hurt you. She never been in Guantanamo.
Yeah, that's so. That means someone else was there, palmed herself off as Sailor, told them she...
You there! You... Take this bouquet, exquisite flowers, to room of Senorita Gail Duval and announce to her that her beloved is below.
Huh?
Ricardo Malpin, desirable dealer in carnival supplies and dedicated to the proposition that when a Senorita says she will marry me, I expect no dilly-dally. My card.
Hey, where's it printed about the dilly-dally?
Doesn't need. It's known about Ricardo Malpin. All over Guantanamo is known. Please, Senor, run to Senorita Duval. Do not drop flowers. Tell her to put on bridal veil, her beloved simmers.
I noticed. You proposed to her in Guantanamo?
She proposed to me. Proposal as follows. Ricardo, I love you. Ricardo, marry me. Ricardo, give me $1,000 to buy chuzo in Havana. Then I return to your arms for centuries. In 2 days, has been weak. Where's her room? I delight her myself.
That way, Ricardo.
But that way, senor, is to street, to where I come from.
That's right.
You do not comprehend a future bridegroom, senor. You cannot deprive his bride of him, especially when he is waiting.
Maybe not, but I'm going to try. Pardon me, Ricardo.
Put me down, senor! Put me down, I demand! You are very strong, senor.
Back to Guantanamo, Ricardo. Here, don't forget your flowers.
But she will suffer so if she does not come.
Hey, for a girl who's never been to Guantanamo, Sailor sure gets around. King.
Yes, Mr. Slate.
If anyone asks for me, tell them I'm trying to find out who wants to buy my hotel. Anybody here? Hey, who takes care of this place?
Si, senor. You wish accommodation, eh?
I wish you Mr. Cloakie.
Oh, Senor Cloakie has so many colors. A little ago, a young lady. Oh, muy linda, very beautiful. Vamanos, I will take you to him, to his room.
What muy linda? Very beautiful lady?
A lady who made argument with him. A lady he called Sailor Duval.
What?
This is his room, senor.
Yeah. Cloakie.
Senor.
The senor has a knife in his heart.
Que? Oh, permit me, senor. It's not a knife. It looks the instrument to open the letters.
Yeah. It's a letter opener. From my hotel with Shannon's place stamped on the handle.
Oh, Notre Dios. Oh, that girl, so pretty. She did not look so... She killed him, that sailor Duval.
Look, you must have been hearing things.
Oh, I hear what I hear. And so I shall inform the police. A girl named Sailor Duval killed a man.
That you, Slade?
Guess again, Miss Duval. Give you a hint, it's not Slade.
You want something, Mr. Calvert?
I want to check out. There was no one at the desk, no one in Shannon's office, so I took the liberty.
Oh, I'll get King to help you with your baggage.
Oh, forget it. What's to help with? A tired cardboard box, a box of tortillas to eat on the journey, a briefcase? I'll manage. It's been swell.
Oh, that briefcase.
What about it, Mr. Well?
It's the one that Mr. Cloakie had earlier this evening. The one with all the...
You know what you just did, Mr. Well? Just spoil my going away party. Get back in your room.
So you can confess to me how you got the briefcase?
Just because I asked you with a gun in my hand.
Who saw a briefcase? I must have been out of my mind.
Don't be a heroine, Miss Duval. It can scar your pretty face. Just do what a departing guest asks.
You won't like it. My room's a mess.
Get in. Get your stockings, Miss Duval. All you got.
Huh? You want to mend them for me?
You know, you're lucky. I could just kill you, but I feel warm towards you. I'll just tie you up so you won't keep me from going away like I want to. And this handkerchief in your mouth to keep you from screaming like for help, like for police.
Sailor! Sailor, are you in there? Sailor, what's the matter with you? That wasn't a civil answer. I'm coming in. Hey, your door's locked. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Sailor. If anybody tells you you look good with a gag in your mouth, slug him.
Kept you so long.
I was spending a little time with your victim.
Well, what are you talking about?
I'll make out there's still a gag in your mouth. I've got to untie you so we can get out of here. Okay. What happened to you?
A guest named Russ Calvert said to himself, Russ, tie up Sailor Duval. So he did, after I peeked at Mr. Cloakie's briefcase.
You're in a lot of trouble. Someone on the other side of Cuba in Guantanamo has been using your name and came around here and committed murder and left bits of you all around. Come on, out the window.
That is her! That is the one! Stop her!
Have to stop before I shoot off his gun!
She is the one I saw leave with a smile after she stopped the senor.
What's she talking about, Slade?
She's saying you murdered Mr. Cloakie.
For which you will stick your hands in these cuffs.
I'll do it, sailor.
Slade?
Do it.
Gracias. If you please, senorita.
She was just kidding.
But you... You hit a policeman to unconscious. He's against the law.
Come on, sailor. Let's go out the front. Guantanamo's closer that way.
Adventure. Our stars, Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall, and the second act of our story. Hey, taxi! Hey!
The only trouble with these Guantanamo taxis, sailor, is that you can't get one.
No wonder. The place is up to its yardarm with the American Navy.
Taxi!
Slate!
What?
No, I must be crazy. That man standing across the street. No, he's gone now. I couldn't see his face, but...
Now, wait a minute. Taxi! Inside, sailor. I'll show you to the man who wanted to marry Sailor Duval. Maybe he can tell us a few secrets about her.
The man who owns this carnival supply place said I was going to marry him.
Maybe you should take him up on it, sailor. You could have yourself a gay time. Put on a funny nose, a false beard, wear a buzzer in your hand. You could be happy with a man.
Welcome,
like that.
Welcome to the shop of the funnies. Welcome to
you?
I renege on the welcome. He's withdrawn.
Ah, don't be like that, Ricardo. I brought you your bride.
Ricky, doll baby. They couldn't keep us apart, could they?
You got the shapefulness of Bubbles. You got the coiffure of Bubbles. The mouth and the eyes of Bubbles. But you are not Bubbles. Will you please to marry me?
You can put him down now, sailor.
Oh, buy him for me, Daddy.
You do that, senor. I will not be costly. I give you a discount.
First we bargain, huh, Ricardo?
Whatever you like, but I promise you, for this girl, you can have me for practically nothing.
Then this girl isn't the sailor Duval proposed to you.
Leave me to observe her up and down once more.
Front. Back.
No.
And she's not the one you gave $1,000 to buy a trousseau in Havana?
$1,000? Will you marry me, Ricardo?
Answer my question first, Ricardo.
Oh, senor, how can you talk like this? This girl chiseled me out of $1,000? It is to ha-ha. This girl is an angel. Linda hermosa.
See, Slate, Ricky understands me. Sugar?
But she looked like sailor here.
If I close my eyes.
You called her Bubbles.
All Guantanamo call her Bubbles. Bubbles, Sailor Duval. Because when she danced Oriental dance on platform, she make Oriental bubble bath in brain of even admirals.
And you're sure it wasn't me?
Where Bubbles dance? What platform, Ricardo?
At amusement park for the sailors. And that's where first her love hit me in the heart. That's where... Bubbles.
Hey, let's go, sailor. Can't you see Ricardo wants to be alone? Midway's practically deserted, sailor.
No wonder. Look down there on that platform.
Yeah. That's the main event, the ladies.
And the Navy. Slate.
What?
Look. Look, Slate. Across the Midway, watching us in front of the Hall of Mirrors.
Hey. Hey, that's Russ Calvert, the boy who gagged you.
I told you we were being followed.
Let's go. And he saw us, sailor. He's going into the Hall of Mirrors. The joint is dark. Come on, sailor.
There he is.
Russ.
Where'd he go?
Follow me, sailor.
Which one is you?
I'm the one who needs a haircut, the guy with the infectious grin. Stuck on the floor.
Slate, where are you? Slate!
Here, stay where you are. Sailor!
Slate! Here I am.
Sailor! Sailor!
Oh!
You're shot.
I'm not shot. I bumped into a mirror. Help me up. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, forget it. We're getting closer, sailor. Let's go join the ladies.
How are the artists going to feel if you don't step closer?
He doesn't mean you, Slate.
You hear the man, it'll upset the artist if I don't come close. Hey, you, Barker.
It reaches you, huh, friend? Get your ticket to the box office. $3, the best part of a half. These girls have danced before the crowned heads of the continent, boys. Kings and emperors and kings.
I want to talk to you. Come down here.
Hey, look, friend, all you got to do is buy a ticket. I can't do any more for you than that. Now, men, I tell you, these visions, these dancing dreams.
You coming down, or do I go up and talk you into it?
Pardon me, boys. I got a roof here who wants to show us a muscle. Now, as I was saying, these gorgeous...
Down, friend, away from the madding crowd.
Hey, let go of me.
Down.
All right, you talked me into it. Don't go away, boys. Just feast your eyes. Man here's got a personal problem.
Over here.
What each your friend the 30 cents can't buy?
You had a girl working for you, Bubbles. Bubbles Gale DeVal.
An artist.
Where is she?
You a plain clothes man, friend? Because if you are, I never knew an artist named Bubbles, so cut me to pieces, friend.
I'm a chum. I brought her something from Havana. I didn't see her on the platform.
Oh, why didn't you say so, friend, instead of puffing up your muscles? Bubbles retired from me. Living the domestic life in a little flat.
Where?
On Canal, 19 West Canal. Brought her something, huh? Let me look.
Ah, it's between me and Bubbles. You understand, friend. Oh, Sailor. Sailor, now where is she? Oh, hey, Sailor. Get away from those sailors.
Go away.
Bubbles doesn't like us, Slate.
I'm going to feel silly saying this. Open the door, Bubbles.
You did that quite well.
All right, so you're selling what?
Nothing, just want you to say hello to Sailor DeVal.
Oh, finally.
You know, Slate, she does have my features.
I'm glad they're on you. Mind if we come in, but... See, look, what kind of a name is Bubbles?
Come on in. My name's Jean Hudson. You might as well know. The police are going to know. I've been waiting. You two had to get to me sooner or later.
It's not that I'm difficult to get along with, Miss Hudson, but why did you have to adopt my name?
You and Slate Shannon, your names get bandied about in Cuba.
So you took a little while to establish your name as Gale DeVal to people who mattered. Said you were my agent. My hotel was for sale.
I'm just telling you all this because I don't care anymore. You're going to scream cops after you hear me out, aren't you?
The thing's got murder in it. The police have got to make a living, too.
Well, it goes like this. Mr. Clokey was the agent for a hotel buyer. Came to Havana with the money, and Russ stabbed him.
But the landlady said she saw me with Clokey.
Well, we told her what to say to the police. She's money-hungry like me. Like everybody.
What makes you so bitter, Jean?
The man kissed my cheek and pinched the poke and walked out. Russ Calvert took a powder.
With the $25,000?
$26,000. He absconded with my trousseau money, too.
Let's you and me go in the corner and have a nice long chat about men. Can you imagine somebody stealing his fiancée's trousseau money?
That's how Jean got it.
It doesn't make any difference. A girl's got to get it where she can.
Where'd Russ go?
He's taking a boat out of Guantanamo tonight. Sails in about an hour.
Two stops from here, Sailor. The police, then we go see a man about taking a boat. Agent says there's only one boat leaving at 9 tonight. And there it is, Sailor. The Scarlet Crescent, bound for Singapore.
A man can have himself a time in Singapore with $25,000. A girl, too.
Hey, wait a minute.
Don't worry. I was just dreaming.
That old car that just pulled up. The guy who just got out of
it. Russ Calvert.
Let's go get him, Sailor.
Hey, wait for me.
I got you running for the altar.
He's seen us, Slade. He's running.
There he goes, up that alley.
Oh, that Russ is quite a track man.
Come on. In the alley.
My daddy told me there'd be nights like this.
Huh. Now what?
Now what, what?
Here's a cross alley. Which way'd he go? To the right or left? Or straight ahead?
Russ seemed to me the type of man who would go straight ahead.
We'll take the left.
He couldn't have come this way unless he oozed right through this wall. This is a blind alley.
Yeah, he's not in those doorways either. I told you we should have gone straight ahead. Let's go back.
Let's go to the boat and wait for him.
No, he won't take the boat now. He's going to get out of Cuba another way.
I guess that settles that, huh?
I'll find him.
Slate, look. That car coming toward us with his lights on.
Russ's car. He circled back and got it. He's going to try to run us down. Quick, sailor, back into the blind alley.
They'll kill us in there.
It's our only chance. Faster, sailor.
There's the wall. There's no place to go.
Here. This doorway. Jump. You all right, sailor? You all right?
You did it again. You saved my life.
Oh, not me. You did. You take up jumping into doorways at Vassar, sailor?
Depending on the guy I was dating. What about Russ?
Well, let's find out. It'll take a derrick to get him loose. The engine's in his lap.
He's dead, isn't he?
Well, don't say it like it's a tragedy. He tried to kill us.
Slate, take me home. Slate.
Uh-huh.
I want to show you something.
What?
When I was leaving the carnival supply house, Ricardo pressed something into my hand.
He didn't give me a thing. All the while, I had my eye on that squirting flower. Gee, you're lucky, sailor.
Look what he gave me. A trick nose with a mustache.
Put it on.
I figured you'd ask me that. All right. How do I look?
Come here.
I'm funny, huh?
That's right. Right here. I like that.
I knew you would. Tell me why.
The mustache tickles.
And so our two stars, Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall, have brought to a close our latest Bold Venture story. Special music was composed and conducted by David Rose. May we invite you to listen again next week at this time for another exciting adventure starring Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall together in Bold Venture.
Thanks for stopping by. Remember to tell a friend about Roy's Diner and send us a review next time you have a chance. We bring new episodes every Wednesday and Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. We're a proud part of the 1001 Stories Network, heard worldwide with listeners numbering in the millions. We hope you stop by again soon. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks to State Farm for supporting this show and helping our listeners protect their businesses and lives. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.